The Fight Show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. Winning season is back at MyBookie, and they're now offering a free $20 bet with the promo code SGP20. That's MyBookie.ig, promo code SGP20 to get a free $20 bet with your first deposit. All supported you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP20 for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We'll support you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay-per-head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just head over to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. And finally, we're also brought to you by Sean Green. Pre-order Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99. That's right, only $3.99. Just head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean.
Truly a matchup for the ages, Justin Gaethje versus Tony Ferguson for the UFC's interim lightweight title. Tonight's winner is getting that crack against the undisputed champion, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Two of the very best with a lot on the line. Oh, my goodness. Gaethje swinging for the bleachers. Oh, this is crazy. The punishment on Ferguson's face.
He's getting beat up. Oh, he's hurt bad. They're going to stop the fight.
That's it. Justin Gaethje. He's the UFC's interim lightweight champion.
Do you not want that on you? Why'd you just throw that off?
Wait for the real one.
Justin Gaethje will have a date with Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Khabib Nurmagomedov is 28-0. That is unheard of. He's dominated. Spectacular fight. He's defeated world champions.
Khabib Nurmagomedov!
The perfect streak continues. No one runs through people the way Khabib does. He smashes people. He's an undeniable, unstoppable force. Justin Gaethje presents the most dangerous challenge to his title reign.
Khabib Nurmagomedov, 28-0.
Dominating everyone in his path.
The highest level of his martial arts.
Khabib has won every single fight by taking you down and mauling. Justin Gaethje has never been taken down and mauled.
This dude is the most dangerous guy in the division for Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Scariest guy in the division next to Khabib.
Justin Gaethje can beat Khabib.
Before fight, everybody talking about now is a good challenge. What are they going to say after when I smash him?
You are listening to The Fight Show here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. Follow me on Twitter at SGP Soccer and check out my website, lockbetting.com, where we are coming off a really big week with the tennis, all of the midweek European soccer, the Champions League and the Europa League, and the KBO as well. And we have some plays out for the MLB tonight and some plays for the college football and the NFL at the weekend. And we will have plays for the UFC, our official picks for this card, which includes the prelims. But we're here to break down the main card here for UFC 254, Khabib versus Gaethje. Khabib is the favorite here to win this main event. He's available at 4-11. Justin Gaethje is available here at 5-2. Looking at the method of victory, Khabib Nurmagomedov is at 7-2 via TKO-KO, 15-8 on the submission, and 21-10 via decision. Justin Gaethje is available at 7-2 for the TKO-KO, 28-1 via submission, and 10-1 to win this via a decision. Looking at the rounds, Khabib early in the first round is at 6-1, 13-2 round 2, 9-1 round 3, 10-1 round 4, and at 14-1 to win it in round 5. Justin Gaethje is at 12-1 to win it in round one. That's considered his best chance to win this, probably catching Khabib with a shot early on. The odds get bigger from here, 16-1 round two, 20-1 round three, 25-1 round four, and 33-1 in round five. The fight outcome prices see Khabib as even money favourite to win this inside rounds 1-5. We already know he's at 21-10 to win it in win it on points. Gaethje's 3-1 to win it inside the distance, rounds 1-5, and 10-1 at points we already covered. Finally, looking at the over-under markets here for this one. Over 1.5 rounds in this fight is available at 1-3. Under 1.5 rounds is available at 9-4. Over 2.5 rounds in this one is available at 4-6. Under 2.5 rounds here is available at 5-4. Over 3.5 rounds here is available at even money. Under 3.5 is available at 8-11. And over 4.5 rounds is available at 6-4. And under 4.5 rounds is available at 1-2. For the fight to go the distance, yes, you can get that at 7-4. And fight to go the distance, no, you can get that at 2-5. So what's my take here on this fight? Well, it's a very, very worthy main event. It's a huge card because Khabib Nurmagomedov is fighting on it. But Khabib doesn't get the respect that he deserves. This guy is two fights away from being, in my opinion, considered the greatest UFC fighter of all time. He's undefeated and he's going to retire 30-0. I don't know whether it's the fact that he's done it at a lighter weight. I don't know if it's because he hasn't got the charisma of Conor McGregor. I'm not too sure what it is. I don't know if it's Islamophobia. I really don't know what it is and why this guy isn't considered in the conversation for the greatest of all time. Because in my opinion, he is the greatest of all time. To be 28-0 in this sport, where there are 100 ways to get beaten, is absolutely ridiculous. It's impressive to be 28-0 in boxing. But at the end of the day, you can get technically outpointed in a boxing match, or you can get knocked out with someone's fists. You're not having to look for submissions, someone getting around your back, leg kicks, elbows, all the ways that you can get beaten in UFC. He's avoided every single one of them throughout his entire career. He's never been beaten. 28-0. He's two fights away from retiring 30-0. How can he not be the greatest fighter of all time? And every time his fights come along, somebody is hyped up to be the next guy to come along to present him with this problem. This is the guy that's going to be the problem for Khabib Nurmagomedov. This is the guy who's going to be able to solve the puzzle. So far, nobody has come close to beating this man. And he's just two fights away from retiring. And I don't think Justin Gaethje is the answer here tomorrow night. I think Gaethje's best chance is to keep it in the center and land those leg kicks. And that may take away from Khabib's movement and explosiveness. But that's a lot easier said than done. Conor McGregor's left hand was supposed to be the answer. And as soon as he tagged Khabib, that was supposed to be end of it. But in the end, Khabib was facing Conor in the middle of the octagon, tagging him, and in the end, grinded him up against the cage, pounded him down to the ground, and made him his bitch, and let it go four rounds, because Khabib could have taken him out a lot earlier. Conor McGregor, the most hyped up UFC fighter of all time, was this guy's absolute bitch. He got bitched. He got humiliated. He got embarrassed. He didn't look like he belonged in there with this guy. Yet we hype up every single fighter as being the guy that comes along that's going to have a solution for this guy. There is no solution. He's the GOAT. He's going to remain undefeated. And what we're seeing here is Khabib's greatness tomorrow. And again, we'll see it for one more fight as he reaches that 30-0 mark. That's what we're really seeing. That is the draw here. He is the box office attraction. He should be put alongside the likes of John Jones, Conor McGregor, Anderson Silva, George St. Pierre. But we don't hear that. Perhaps we will when we actually reach that 30-0 mark and we'll look back at him as the greatest of all time, which he should be. Gaethje has wrestling credentials. He hasn't had to use them much, but wrestling credentials are fine and they're useful. There's something that Conor McGregor didn't have, which is why it was so easy for Khabib to take him down. But just having credentials going up against Khabib's MMA wrestling, going up against the guy who fought bears, I don't know how that's going to help you. Yeah, you're a credible wrestler, but you're going up against the absolute best of all time. Like everyone else, I think Gaethje will be able to stop the first couple of shots, but eventually he's going to succumb down to the relentless takedown change that Khabib Nurmagomedov presents you with. And in the end, I think Khabib will end up winning this fight comfortably. I think he'll get Gaethje down over and over again and end up just grinding out either a TKO on the mat or a submission victory. So I think Khabib Nurmagomedov gets this done between rounds 1 to 5. I do like Gaethje's chances to get into the championship round. So the over 2.5 here stands out to me as a good bet at 4 to 6, because I do think it will take some time, because initially Gaethje may have some success keeping Khabib away from him. Khabib's not going to want to get his legs kicked out, and the first couple of times that he does shoot for those takedowns, I do believe that Gaethje's going to have some resistance. But he's relentless, and he'll keep coming and he'll keep coming and he'll keep coming, and eventually he will take you down, he will wear you out. And I only see one winner in this fight. I don't think Justin Gaethje's the answer. I don't think anyone is the answer here for this fighter. Absolutely underrated. I know that recently he has been held in those conversations with certain pundits, but he always comes in, you know, at 5th or 6th place, something like that. No, 28-0. John Jones is the only person that you can compare him to, because John Jones's only defeat came when he needed a downed opponent. But John Jones has looked very human in his last few fights. Nobody has made Khabib look human. Nobody has come close to actually winning a fight with this guy. I mean, just go back and have a look at what the great Conor McGregor did against him. Absolutely nothing. So I'm very, very high on this guy, in case you haven't realised. This is my favourite fighter at the moment. He's gone on to become my favourite fighter of all time. I don't understand the disrespect. I don't understand why there's so much hesitation to put him in that bracket and to put him on the conversation. At 30-0, it's game over. There's no conversation for me at that point. We are looking at the greatest of all time. And Khabib Nurmagomedov tomorrow night will make it number 29 against Justin Gaethje. Before we move on and look at the rest of the main card, let me let you know that everything I'm giving out here, you can go over and bet it with MyBookie. At MyBookie, winning season has begun, and that means the NFL is back in full swing and it's your chance to win big. There's no sweeter feeling than watching your team storm back in the fourth to win the game and put cash in your pocket. Join MyBookie now and use our promo code SGP20, where you can grab a free $20 wager with your first deposit to bet on anything in the sportsbook, and that includes UFC. So get your $20 in time for tomorrow to have a free bet on tomorrow's UFC 254. Let me also take a second here to let you know that you can pre-order Sean Green's new comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, for only $3.99 by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. Support Sean Green, one of the founders here on the Sports Gambling Podcast, and download this album by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. If you pre-order by the 26th of October and send in a screenshot to podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com, one winner will get $100 in cash, an SGP hoodie, and a chance to give out their Lock Dog tees on the air on the NFL show, the most listened to show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Out of all of our shows, even my shows, obviously the NFL buries my EPL shows and even this one. So make sure that you take the opportunity to enter that sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean and support Sean, support Ryan. They put these podcasts on you for free. You win plenty of money across the shows. Everybody that appears on the podcast is good. And I don't just want to tout myself out, but I've never, ever had a losing month here. I've never, ever given two back-to-back losing podcasts on soccer. And the same goes for those NFL shows. They've been free money all year round. Sean himself has been on absolute fire. So support him and go and download that album here. Once again, that's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Sean. Let me also give a shout out here to Thrive Fantasy. That is the new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use a promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com and the promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. And of course, if you ever thought about starting your own sportsbook but don't know how, Ace Per Head is here to help you start that sportsbook. They're offering 6 weeks free. And if you head over to aceperhead.com/SGP, aceperhead.com/SGP, you'll be able to get that free 6 weeks from Ace Per Head. Let's continue on with the show and we'll move on to the co-main event here on this card. It sees Jared Cannonier taking on Robert Whittaker here, where both guys are available at 10 to 11. It's a completely split pick and fight, 10 to 11 on Cannonier, 10 to 11 here on Whittaker. Looking at the method of victory, Cannonier is 6-4 to win this by knockout, 18-1 submission, and 9-2 via a decision. Robert Whittaker is 7-2 TKO KO, 18-1 also via submission, and 21-10 here via a decision, which could happen despite the fact that these two both have knockout power. This only has to go three rounds. This isn't a championship fight, so Robert Whittaker could do enough here to grind this out and take it to the distance. Looking at the over under odds here for this one, over 1.5 rounds is available here at 4-7. Under 1.5 rounds is at 5-4. Over 2.5 rounds here is at 10-11. Under 2.5 rounds is at 10-11. And fight to go the distance, yes, is available at 6-5, with no at 8-13. I would definitely take yes for the fight to go the distance, 6-5, rather than taking that 10-11, 10-11 split, because you only have to negotiate the last 2.5 minutes here. And I think there is a possibility that that could cash for you. I don't really have a strong lean here on who wins the fight. This certainly won't be something that I'll be putting my money down on here. This is probably just going to be for people that like to religiously bet on every single fight. Look, the route to victory is clear for Jared Cannonier here. He's the more powerful puncher. He has unbelievable power. He hits like a Mack truck. Robert Whittaker's chin, which many people have talked about in over his last two fights and have debated whether he still has a chin and how much damage he's taken, it's going to be put to the test here. And Robert Whittaker doesn't want it to be put to the test here. So he's going to be ducking and weaving and trying to avoid that punch and trying to win this fight in a different way. And I think if it does reach the final bell, Whittaker is your likely winner. He can also counteract as well. He can also find counter punches and could probably land a knockout of his own, giving the right opportunity. But within this 15-minute window, that is quite a short window. So I think it would be wiser for Whittaker to just to stay more active, avoid those big shots and grind out a points decision here. I think Whittaker is the wiser pick because he has more routes to victory. For Cannonier, it's win or bust. It's knock this guy out. Obviously, if Whittaker's chin can withstand the damage, there is a scenario which I don't see playing out where Cannonier has done more damage over the three rounds and hasn't knocked him out yet still gets his hand raised. But I just don't see it like that. I see one route to victory. I see Robert Whittaker being able to get the knockout, but more likely the decision. I see Cannonier getting the knockout as his only route to victory. So when you're looking at the fight playing out like that, where it be where it's knockout or bust for one guy and this question marks over the other guy's chin, this is a leave here. 10-11 is right. The distance prices are right. The over-unders are right. Everything is right here. There is no edge. There is no reason to bet this other than the fact that you really want to religiously bet every fight. I lean Whittaker via decision. I lean the fight to go the distance. But these are leans because I have to pick every fight. I don't necessarily have to bet every fight. Up next, we're going to look at Alexander Volkov versus Walt Harris. where Alexander Volkov is the 8-13 favourite here to win this fight. Walt Harris is available at 6-5. Looking at the method of victory prices, Alexander Volkov is 15-8 via TKO KO, 10-1 submission, 21-10 via a decision. Walt Harris is 2-1 via TKO KO, 25-1 submission and 15-2 via decision. Looking at the over-unders, the total rounds on this, over 1.5 rounds is available at 8-13, under 1.5 rounds is at 6-5. Over 2.5 rounds is at 6-5, and under 2.5 rounds is at 8-13. So just a price reversal there from over 1.5 and under 2.5. And fight to go the distance, yes, is available at 6-4, and no, is available at 8-15. This is a similar fight in terms of analysing it to the last fight, in terms of you've got a guy here in Walt Harris who will be chasing down the knockout and is more than capable of getting it. And Alexander Volkov has more routes to victory and is more likely to win it via grinding out a decision. The only difference is that Jared Cannonier presents you with that issue for the entire fight. I think Walt Harris really only has a chance of getting this done in the first round. So it really is a case of go big or go home. Walt Harris will almost certainly have a good competitive first round. And he could even hurt Volkov in that first round. But Volkov is still tough and is really difficult to put away. He's one of those heavyweights capable of maintaining a serious pace throughout the entire fight and surviving a lot of damage. Harris isn't going to put up a pace here for the entire fight. If Harris can't win big in round one and do some serious damage or get him out of there, then he's almost certainly going to lose the battle of volume over the course of the 15 minutes. So I think Volkov via decision here, I think fight to go the distance is a good price because you don't have to worry about how damaged Volkov is and if he recovered from whatever happens in round one. But if Harris doesn't win this fight in round one, or if Harris even does damage and Volkov gets to round two, you're going to get a really good in-play price here on Volkov. Again, I'm not really loving any kind of pick on this because Harris is a dangerous fighter and they are going to be a dangerous 5 minutes for Volkov backers. But if he survives that, you're almost certainly safe here. So maybe take an in-play on that because Volkov is certainly going to win the volume battle and grind out those final two rounds and maybe even be able to get a stoppage of his own if Harris is really gassed in the third. So Volkov would be the one here for me to win this fight simply again because he has more ways of winning it overall. The final fight we're going to look at is Phil Hawes versus Jacob Malkoon. Hawes is available here at 1-2 and Jacob Malkoon is available here at 6-4. I think this is the easiest fight to call other than the fact that Khabib's going to win the main event. Obviously, the method of victory is the difficult thing to pick in that one because you don't want to take Khabib at 4-11 as your main pick here on this show. But other than Khabib, this is the easiest fight to pick. I think Hawes gets this done in the first couple of rounds. I think they put this on the main card as a showcase fight for Philip Hawes, who has finally reached enough of his potential to get into the UFC. Hawes has enough raw power wrestling chops that he should be able to blow Malkoon out of the water early, but he has not fared well against any kind of pushback in his career thus far. That is the main concern about taking him here. He does have two defeats on his record, the last one dating back to August 1st, 2017. But he took a couple of years out since that loss and returned on June 14th, 2019. And since then, he's been on fire, all first round wins by either TKO or submission. So I'm going to go for Philip Hawes here. I think Philip Hawes gets it done inside the distance. Philip Hawes to win in rounds 1-3 is available at 4-5. And I think that is a relatively safe pick here for this one. Closing out with a lock on the show, I'm going to keep it really, really simple. I'm not going to go for any kind of complicated decisions. I'm not going to make you wait for 2.5 rounds to go past and for you to sweat out anything. Just bet on this parlay. Take Phil Hawes and take Khabib Nurmagomedov, parlay them together for an even money payout. 100 returns you 200. Real simple. Just cheer your fighters on. Hope they win any way they possibly can. Khabib can then win via TKO, submission, on the scorecards. Philip Hawes can do the same. Submission, TKO, whatever it takes. I think these two guys are the safest bets on the main card. So just parlay them together. Give yourself an easy night. Just lock it up. If you want my additional picks for this main card, or you want my prelim picks as well, then head over to lockbetting.com and you can get all of my UFC picks for UFC 254. We have tons and tons of stuff coming out this weekend. Obviously, we have the Game 3 of the World Series today. We have NFL on the weekend. We've had four winning weeks so far, and they were really big winning weeks as well. We have all of the soccer going down this weekend, including El Clasico. We just had a massive week with the European football in midweek, with the Champions League and the Europa League. So we are on a hot streak, winning money on tennis, a WWE pay-per-view, WWE Hell in a Cell at the weekend. So, so much stuff to sign up for over at lockbetting.com, so don't miss out. That's it from me and this edition of The Fight Show. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.